Hello everyone, welcome to this special NFT happy hour. We're gonna be talking about NFT Nashville, which is happening right now in Nashville. It is an NFT event. It was organized by three of our dearest friends, which are Link Games, Cosmos DeFi, Yo, IBC Gang, which is Crypto Tank. Two of them are amazing content creator in the Cosmos ecosystem, and Games is part of the Cosmos Spaces, a part of being from Stargaze team. I'm really excited to be able to host this space. We're gonna try to keep it short because we know the afternoon session is about to start in a few minutes, but I wanted to run this have to hear from you guys in the audience. If you want to come here and put it on the comments under the space, which are the most exciting talks that we had to enjoy during this morning. We had several speakers. We started with Gelato, we had as well Bad Kids, Crypto Dungeon. I think it was a really amazing experience and definitely something to celebrate not only NFTs but as well in the Cosmos ecosystem, because we are starting a new series of events. I think this is an amazing example of how community can come together, because this event, as I said, was organized by three people. And it's really exciting because they're planning to add NFT Nashville as one of the side events during BTC Nashville next year. So by joining this event in person, you're going to have the opportunity to also join BTC Nashville in the future. I think that's amazing. And I'm really excited about what we got to see this morning. But before we start talking about it, I want as well to give a shout out to all the sponsors of this event. NFT Happy Hour is one of these, as well as Stargaze, Yeloto, Astrobolt, Bad Kids, Omniflix, Game of Notes, ONFTs, Atlas NFT, Cosmos Spaces, Women from Cosmos, Interblock, Terra Spaces, Maneki Neko, Rack FM, Crypto Dungeon, and Jackal. Like, it is an amazing show. We all came together. And me, if you don't know who is behind the mic, which probably you know, I am Maria. I'm the founder and creator behind Women from Cosmos. I am as well one of the hosts of NFT Happy Hour. Today, obviously, I'm going to be the one hosting this space because Yo is there in Nashville, actually enjoying in person this amazing space. But I'm going to give some mics. In the meantime, please, guys, if you want to let us know which was the most exciting talk that we had this morning, or maybe what are you looking forward to the afternoon session. And I see you, Mrs. Yoder. I don't know if you're familiar with the Cosmos ecosystem. I'm going to give you the mic and give you the opportunity to introduce yourself. Hey, Yoder, can you hear me?
Hi. Sorry, I was running around trying to do something. Hi, how are you doing? Good evening, everyone. And it's nice to be here. I didn't think that I'd be led up like that. I was still trying to figure out, get more information about the space, but it's nice to know that it's strictly about a Nashville special show. I'm not there right now, but I wish I was, and I'm just here to listen to the updates. So thank you for having me on stage.
Thank you so much for coming. I'm gonna actually ping here one post in where you can find as well this the link to the stream, because you know I'm not there myself neither, but we had the amazing opportunity that they are streaming the event, so we can be part of it, kind of, right? Let me pin it here in the top. Yeah. So please, guys, also retweet and like the space so we can have more people joining. But let's kind of discuss about the first session this morning. As I said, we have Yoloto, we have Crypto Dungeon, which is a game NFT, and we have as well Bad Kids and Astrobolt. From my side, I've been following the stream this morning. It was really excited to see, you know, all our friends enjoying there. I think it's really amazing. Also, from my personal experience, it's really amazing to see my art on all the lanyard. I was honored to be able to work with them in the past month. I had to keep it secret, let's say, because obviously we were running as well or Polygon launch at the same time, so I wanted to give the most attention to that. But being able to see the lanyards, I think it's really amazing as well, of having the opportunity to be one of the sponsors. As I said, I am the founder and artist behind Women from Cosmos, which is in the audience. And obviously, as soon as we heard that our friend were organizing this event, we wanted to be part of it, because if, guys, you're not familiar with CryptoTown, with Cosmos DeFi, Joe, or with gangs, let me tell you that they have been doing amazing things for the ecosystem. They are clearly the faces of Cosmos ecosystem, I will say. They have been running different YouTube videos as well as Twitter spaces, and where you could find more information about the Cosmos ecosystem. For example, Cosmos Spaces, which is running by Lil Gaines. It was my first introduction to Cosmos. And funny enough, at the beginning, I thought it was that, like, the official Cosmos Spaces. So you can see how much these people are working. I'm seeing you, No Futuristic, in the audience. I would love if you can join us here in the stage and talk about how it's going in real life, because you are there. I'm going to send you the mic. And this is another example, like, how amazing it is, because, yes, the majority of the speakers are from the Cosmos ecosystem, but we got to see how other people coming from different ecosystems like Polygon or Cardano are being able to join this event. I'm sure that, you know, this is the first one, but I'm sure like next year it's going to be like even bigger, with more people and more projects from different ecosystems. I'm sending you the invite. I'm not sure if you can talk. Well, in the meantime, if you can join us, it will be amazing. If not, I'm going to pause as well here, guys. One video from No Futuristic. He is actually in person in the event. He's really well known in the Polygon ecosystem. And this is another example, as I was saying, like, you can see in this kind of events how people coming from different ecos, you know, come together. No Futuristic, how are you doing? How are the vibes?
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hey, I'm doing well. I feel like a weirdo. I'm kind of hiding in the back with a I'm holding a microphone with a headset, just kind of talking to myself. But yeah, it's been cool, man. I am a very noobish person to this ecosystem, so getting to see, you know, the presentations and everything and just the vibe, it's been really cool.
That's so amazing. And what will you say has been the best talk during this morning session? Obviously, I'm biased and I will talk about my favorite one, but I want to hear from you, because you're just, you know, recently getting to know Cosmos ecosystem and which are the projects building over there. Let us know.
Yeah, I saw three projects present, actually four. And the one I was most drawn to, you know, I'm a gamer. I do a lot of gaming streams on Polygon. So Gelato really, like, appealed to me. And Crypto Dungeon looked really cool. The other presentations were DeFi related. And it was, I think it was, I forget the name of the collection, BitBoy or something like that, BitKid. he has like a Easter egg in the art, and it's been there for so long and no one figured it out. So he just kind of revealed that the art could be reduced to just a pixel format if you play around in Photoshop. It was a lot of like Photoshop stuff, so it was a little above my head. But yeah, the gaming stuff looked really cool, because I mean, I'll be honest, I had no idea there was gaming on Cosmos. So it was very intriguing to me. And when I heard about it, I was like, let me check this out. I live 20 minutes away from the location that this event is being hosted at. And it's going well. I think they're doing a great job hosting this for the first time that this is happening. And it's been killer vibes.
That's so amazing. I knew you were going to love Yolato. Let me tell you, if you're interested to get to connect with the main team, I just set it up a DM group. I'm part of the NFT level, and that's why I was saying, like, maybe I'm a bit biased about the sessions, because obviously being part of NFT level from Yolato is a huge deal for me. It's been something that I always dreamed to build, you know, like I always wanted to create a marketplace, a platform in where we can help new artists onboard into the space. I was missing the tech. I got to collab and, you know, partner with them. And now we're all together creating them. Obviously, we're at the beginning of building the business. We're preparing the website and everything related. And pretty, pretty soon, we're going to start, you know, to put all the information out there. We're going to have an amazing art contest. So, guys, if we have artists here in the audience, keep an eye, because that is going to be the beginning of a great, great future coming with NFT Label. We have Wolfman. Wolfman, I know you were watching the stream with me. What do you think about the morning session today?
I think it's going pretty cool. It looks like it's a really good tight-knit crew, really good, fun event. And, you know, the people behind it are amazing people. So, you know, they really care about the space. They're really trying to showcase really good elements. And I think so far they've done a good job, you know, and I wish I could be there. I really do. I was hoping to make it, but just didn't happen this year. So hopefully next year we'll make it happen.
Absolutely. It's what I was telling them, like, okay, this year I'm not there. My ladies are going to be for me, but next year we're going to make it happen being in person. I think this is, to be honest, I'm really impressed, because, you know, like I used to work on the event industry. I know how hard and how difficult it is to organize an event and all the things that you have to keep in mind. And seeing that three people get to prepare all of these is just amazing. And as I said, I'm extremely happy to see how, you know, different projects from other ecosystems mainly are getting to know what is being built on Cosmos. Because guys, if you're not familiar with the Cosmos ecosystem, we are building tons of stuff out there. I'm really looking forward for the Stargaze talk, because they recently launched the beta version of liquidity pool with NFTs, which I think is pretty cool. And I'm sure they're going to talk about it in the session now in few minutes. I want to remind you that NFT Happy Hour, we are one of the sponsors of the event, and we have some cool prizes for you guys in the audience. We're giving away $100 on Atoms. We're going to give it in to different person. You just need to retweet, like the space, and also send us a comment about the sessions this morning or this afternoon. We're gonna do it through Twitter Picker later today. I will announce the different winners. But you know, it's a great opportunity. You're getting to learn more about what is going on in other chains. You maybe have the option, if you're the lucky one, to win some bucks as well. So just retweet, share the space, leave us a comment, please. And we will run the giveaway later today. But with that being said, I think there is still a few minutes to start the afternoon session. I wanted to talk, as I said, like one of my favorite one was an ambience here, Gelato, because that is a huge example of how many things one brand, one business can run. And I think, to be honest, Wolfman, now that we're having you here, Yolato could compare it at some point with ONFT, because, you know, Yolato have the the gaming system, they have the betting platform, they have as well the NFT level, and you own all these, and of all NFTs, you have different things as well. I was wondering if maybe you want to talk about it. I don't know if it's been running the different ads during the event, but I was missing to watch ours. So if you can talk about it.
Talk about which part was it? Sorry, the...
Yes, ONFT and all the different parts is involved into ONFT because you have OLIS, you have the upcoming drop to Polygon ONFT platform itself.
Yeah, well, the big thing is ONFT is a collaboration hub. It's a launch pad for, it gives you the suite of tools that you need to get your everything you need to build a community, get connected. You know, anything from, you know, the staking and the raffles to the quest systems, and then you'll also have the metaverse element that we're working on as well. On top of, you can have a merch store and all that. So eventually we'll have it to where you can even, you know, mint collections with the suite of tools that are on the back end as well. So, you know, kind of a one-stop shop for everything you need to get started in the space. So really excited about that. And a big part of that is obviously too, when getting those tools like staking and raffles are free if you join our DAO. And so we're doing this mint on Polygon. We're looking probably at January, maybe January 15th, to launch our WoWs on Polygon. It's Watchers Among Us. It's very much built into the story lore of the Owlies and the Watchers. And, you know, there's this great epic war in the heavens, and there's the Fallen lore behind all that. A lot of stuff you have to come to our Discord to learn. You can go to the website to owlies.io to learn more about that. But then there's these are kind of like heavenly beings, kind of like you think angels. And so they're also the Watchers Among Us. And it's very much built into that kind of part of the lore. And I'm excited. The art is just amazing. It's done by Anastasia, who did a few of our one-to-ones in the Watcher collection. And then we did a one-to-one collection with her of 13 pieces. And she's just done a killer job on the art for this new collection. I'm pretty excited, you know, been curating the collection, and she's taken my vision and just bringing it all to life and doing an amazing job at it. And of course, putting all her touches on there, which is why I love working with her. She does such a great job. So yeah, I think that's the goal for us too. Like what you guys are building over at Gelato, what Stargaze is building, what Omniflix is building, what projects like Comet are building on Polygon, even Leap Wallet and others. You know, our goal is to be that hub that projects can come and utilize and engage and collaborate on. So much of what anyone is building, they can always, you know, the goal is to be able to incorporate those tools, those resources, those communities into the hub to be able to build and make those connections. That's so much of what the whole model behind this is. You know, even in the gaming side, if you just think about how hard it is to get users for gaming, but being able to have a hub on ONFT and collaborate with all the other projects and communities there, and even have, you know, cross project leaderboards, you know, because we're going to have a global leaderboard system where any game can plug into the API with their game and actually pair with other gaming ecosystems and do prize pools between them to bring users to each of their ecosystems and onboard new users with these exciting larger prize pools that games can do and be seen. Because I think it's really hard right now in general, and this space is only going to get more crowded, and very few people win at this game. Very few people win in this space. And so when you do a grassroots thing like this and you bring collaboration into it, the ability to create that core group of users where you have enough to make these games fun. Because if you have a great game and you don't have the users, it's not very fun. There's not much you can do on it. Imagine Fortnite with, you know, 10 people every time you went to try to load into the lobby. It wouldn't be very fun. But that's the whole antithesis of what we're trying to do here. Is indie games are only going to get bigger. It's only going to get easier, especially with AI, to build out gaming ecosystems. And being able to have all of that in one hub and one place where, you know, projects can get connected, they can give tokens away to other ecosystems, other NFT projects. That's a huge part of that. But also, if you look at partnering with other brands from Web2 that can onboard into Web3 through the ONFT hub and be able to connect with other gaming systems, other rewards, and those gaming systems being able to connect with those brands and being able to cross collab like that by giving away their products and being able to get them in the hands of people. You know, all those things really become possible when you have a platform like ONFT.
100%. And I have to say to you again, thank you, because we were honored to have Wolfman on Friday, actually yesterday, in our first Women from Cosmos workshop. We were like super excited to see actually how that platform is gonna look, and also a really amazing and cool video. I think it was, you know, just blown-minded, to be honest, being able what you guys have, you know, behind the scenes ready to go. As we said in different spaces, ONFT is a clear example of how you can come together to different, you know, projects from different ecosystems and create something great. I think the best part of it, at least for myself, is being able to have everything in one hub. We all know people are lazy, and we just don't like to have to move from one place to another, right? Like, what is better to have everything in one hub, in where you can see your NFTs, you can join the raffles, you will start earning your tokens if you're staking your NFTs, you can start doing memes, you can even have a chat to, you know, to chat and hang out with other friends from other projects. I think that's amazing. We're gonna actually see real collaboration happenings, and from my side, I have to say, like, I'm really excited. I'm really excited for the moment we are living right now, because, you know, to the ones that they are not that familiar with the Cosmos ecosystem, all of this may sound new to you, but we've been almost 2 years already building over there. They are amazing example for every different kind of project. We have gaming, we have art, in which I have to mention Women from Cosmos, of course. We have even interactive NFTs like Pixel Wizard, that they will give you the actual value of the token, the wizard you have. So I think that's amazing. We have obviously as well, like NFTs are bad with BadKit. BadKit were a huge revolution on the Cosmos ecosystem, showing exactly what community means. They have been rocking Stargate since the very beginning, and I think it's really amazing to actually see how our home Stargaze, or main family, are getting to collab with other ecosystems. And we're seeing it with Pixel Wizard and Troglodyte Society. We've seen with Women from Cosmos with other projects in Polygon as well as Ethereum and other ecosystems. And we're going to keep seeing it. So now is the time to come all together. We don't mind if you were born on Polygon, if you were born on Stargaze. We're here together to make the space grow. And before I give you the mic, Cody, I have to shout out Shurt, I hope I say it correctly, because he was part of the main group of people organizing NFTs. He jumped aside at the end, but I have to say that NFT Nashville wouldn't be possible without his help as well. At the beginning, he's been pushing this event big time and also getting to show what is being cooked to other person from other ecosystems. So thank you, Short. Really happy to have you in the audience. Cody, let us know.
Hey, Maria, how's it going? Hey, Wolfman. Hey, everyone here, how's it going? I'm Cory the Beard. I just wanted to say, you actually took the words out of my mouth. We're lucky to have Wolfman in our circle of heroes from Crypto Crew in the community. And he let us see that exact video and sneak peek as well. And it was amazing. Like, so many things came to mind. And I was just like so impressed with what they're building, what they're doing, always constantly working and grinding in the background. Wolfman, you're a legend out here, my brother. Congrats to you on what you're doing. Keep up the great, great, great work. Just love seeing you develop and just make moves, brother. Just loving it. So thank you, Maria, for giving me the chance to come up and say hi. Love you all. Check out the community space coming up at 4 o'clock. And then my chill space chilling smoke session after that. So come and join us. Love you all. Thanks, man.
Thank you so much for coming, Cody. Please feel free to be in the space here, up top of the space, so more people can set the reminder. I think you had your hand up, Yodor. I hope I pronounce your name correctly. Do you have any question?
No. Yes, you did. I'm actually Joe. I was just going to say that for those who are new in the space and don't know anything about it, how would you, what would you suggest for them to go? Like, where should they start? Apart from the link that you put up to actually watch the live show, where would you, how would you want them to start to be a part of the community?
That's a great question. So if anyone is interested to know what is going on Stargaze, which I have to mention Stargaze because Stargaze is actually the marketplace for NFTs in the Cosmos ecosystem, I will really, really encourage you guys to join their Discord. They have 100 different channels. They are really active. You could have, you know, depth replying to you. But if you want to jump and get your first token related to Cosmos ecosystem, we have a guide in our Women from Cosmos server in where you can find the different step to get your tokens. The channel is called, I'm just checking it, it's called Stars and Cosmos. And there you could find exactly the different links in where you can get, you know, your atom, your star, and you can start playing around with the platform. I think one amazing thing of Stargaze is really familiar to Polygon in the sense of, to be honest, the RM fees. Like the RM fees, like the fees are cents, not even dollars, $1. So I think that's pretty amazing if you want to experience, buy a few NFTs, you know, experience the actual platform yourself. If you're an artist, guys, they have different ways for you to jump. They are really trying to onboard new artists. I am myself as well, but talking about Stargaze, they have different ways for you. I'm talking about the Launchpad, which is you can launch your collection. It can be one-on-one collection. It can be a generative one. They have as well the option for you to launch your open edition, which, to be honest, if you're an artist and you want to try the platform, I think personally is the best way to do because it's the cheaper. You can have one piece there. You can test the market and also the community if they like and dig your art. And from there, you can then maybe think about to launch a collection. We have several new artists recently that they started with open edition and now they launch an entire collection. And I think it's a great way to, you know, just to try the platform. The fees are minimum. You're going to have people helping you. But let me tell you, not only Stargaze, if you have any question or if you're not sure where to start, guys, if you join Women from Cosmos Discord, drop all the questions you may have. We're here to help you. I really want to onboard more artists into the space. That's my personal goal behind Women from Cosmos and myself. So if you have any question or whatever, feel free. I've been helping different artists because I know when you're familiar with other ecosystems, like, for example, Ethereum, maybe Cosmos and Stargaze may look, you know, weird, like, okay, this is different. I don't know where to start. No worries, we got you. So our DMs are always, always open for you. And with that, I wanted to give a shout out to Sisla. He's part of Omniflix, another amazing platform in the Cosmos ecosystem. I'm really, really excited for it because, guys, if we have content creators here, and we have, because I know, Omniflix is releasing a platform in where you can have your videos, your stream, directly stream over there, and people can support you. I think it's amazing. It's actually one of the first Web3, right? Like platform itself supporting content creators. So if you want to give it a check, go ahead for it. Sorry. I don't know if someone here in the stage have any question. If not, I'm going to talk a bit about one of the, you know, biggest projects on Stargaze or what other people are building, just to give you an idea to the new people here in the stage. Guys, do you have any question here or you want to add something?
I don't have a question, but I'm going to jump off because I want to jump in and mingle. And I think there's alcohol involved, so I got to check that out. You know how I am. Friends, it's been good talking to you. I'll probably put up another video before the end of the day. And we're going to hang out and do the Cosmos thing.
Let's go. Enjoy the actual real happy hour over there. And guys, I will encourage you follow everyone here in the stage, also in the audience. Let's make connection. Let's get to know new people. That's why we're here, right? So really excited. We're still waiting for the stream to start. I'm really happy because, you know, they're supposed to start now, but this is giving us more time for the space. Little reminder, we're giving away $100 among the audience. You just need, it's on Atom, you just need to retweet and like the space and comment something about NFT Nashville. Maybe you want to give a comment about the morning session, the afternoon session. It's really needed to be a comment about the event, okay? So because I've seen some people dropping links from another project, we want to make this about NFT Nashville, guys. So I appreciate you try, but it's going to be like that. Yeah, so thank you so much for that. And let's going to talk about which are the most exciting things happening now in Cosmos. Wolfman was talking about ONFTs. We all agree that it's a huge, huge platform that is already started. You're able to stake your pieces and start earning different tokens. Guys, if you have a project and you're maybe looking to add an extra utility, it's super easy to get your project being able to stay with ONFT. It can be done, I think it's in less than 24 hours. I don't want to put the pressure on them, but I know it is like that. So it's pretty easy. It's a way to bring more utility to your project, a part of different functions that he mentioned before. Give me 1 second. I'm going to grab some water. Sorry for that. So, a part of that, this morning we were talking about Gelato. Gelato is a huge platform as well. They started actually more focused on gaming and betting platform. They have different ways for you to, you know, get involved. Even they are running different betting and games related to the football session over there. Football, you call it. Yes, for me, it's weird because football is soccer for you guys. A part of that, they have the NFT label, which is going to be a platform in where new artists can onboard into the NFT space. We're going to give you the different tools you may need. I mentioned as well Pixel Wizard. They're going to launch their new collection, the Witches, Pixel Witches. And Pixel Wizard was the first collection to have interactive NFTs. You could find your wizard holding different tokens, and if you click on it, they will give you the exact value at the moment of that token in the market. I think it's pretty cool. Obviously, we have to mention BadKit. BadKit is running and rocking Star Games since the very beginning. They have as well BitKit collection and After the Filter. After the Filter, I will say that it's a collection based on storytelling. I know you could see the new trailer during NFT Nashville, and we're going to be able to see it during the stream later today as well. I think it's pretty cool. It's running by the same team from BadKit. The new artist, which is in charge of the storytelling and the NFTs. I think it's really amazing as well. We have, obviously, I have to talk about Women from Cosmos. We were one of the first NFT art projects to bring one-on-one art to the Cosmos ecosystem and represent women. But it's not only that we came to celebrate women. Also, we came to support and empower other communities. We've been helping different artists along our path. We're getting close to 2 years because Women from Cosmos was one of the Genesis creators, along with ONFT and Olis. So we've been almost 2 years in the space. We've been helping different artists by buying their NFTs, by helping them to onboard into the space, and we have been continue doing that. Recently, we launched our first collection in Polygon, and I want to mention this because we really wanted to expand to Polygon to be able to bring new eyes to Cosmos, which is at the end is our home as well, and is where we were born. And I'm really proud and happy to say that that is been happening. I've seen different people who are mainly on Polygon, you know, going to Stargaze, discovering their first Cosmos NFTs, as well as our own community. It's been, even before we launched, they have been buying their first Polygon NFTs, interacting with other communities like Crypto Crew, Gen.K, Anna Long Long, etc. Obviously, Mira Vixen, I have to mention Anna, of course. So if you want to check it, there are like different amazing projects on Stargaze. There are true builders that have been, you know, here for almost 2 years, not talking about women from Cosmos, but all of them in general. You can understand, like, when we're coming from Cosmos, obviously, a lot of us, we had to go through the Luna crash. And it's really amazing and encouraging to see that they keep building. They didn't give up. They keep bringing value. And they are continue, you know, making the space even bigger and better. And I think if we have to support someone, we have to support the one that have been building. I'm going to go through the audience because I'm seeing Cosmos Kiwis. Cosmos Kiwis is another project from Stargaze, guys. You should give it a check. Also, recently, we had Red Bulls coming to Stargaze. They migrate from Juno, and I think it's amazing. I mean, if you're on NFTs, for sure you have heard about Red Gun, right? Like, make NFTs fun again. They launched it even before the first collection launching at the same time in different ecosystems with Red Chicken. They were launching on Stargaze, on Polygon, and on Solana, and most recently, they migrate the bulls to us. So I don't know if we have more questions. I really don't want to take the time for you guys watching the stream, and I'm seeing it's about to start, but I'm going to give some minutes to go through the comments, and if you guys have some question and you want to add something, let me know before we close. Okay, I don't think there is anything else. I want to mention as well, Joe, you asked about how to start, you know, be more familiar with Cosmos. I mentioned Stargaze Discord. I mentioned Women from Cosmos Discord. And I have to mention as well the Cosmos Coffee House Telegram group. Guys, if you're in Telegram, you should be joining this group. It's filled with all the different creators, with even people from the actual Stargaze team, from other, you know, projects as well, not only NFTs, devs, like true DJs are there. And the Cosmos Coffee House has been created by Cosmos Coffee House, which is here in the audience. He dropped the link in the comments. So if you're interested to know and join the Telegram, do it. You always will have all the news related to what is going on Cosmos and beyond over there. Guys, the stream for the second part of NFT Nashville is starting right now. We can see Gangs and Tank and Joe with an amazing cowboy hat. I mean, how you cannot love Joe? It's just amazing. And maybe Bias because he's part of NFT Happy Hour, but come on. So you can find the link here in the top. I put it. If not, go to Women from Cosmos and on the pin to it, you will find the link to the stream. Everyone who is there, have so much fun. And please remember to drop a comment under this space so we can get the winners from the giveaway. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. I really wanted to keep it short. I know we didn't even reach the hour, but we want you to go and watch the stream with us. We do NFT happy hours every Friday. Today was on a special edition, obviously, every Friday, 6 p.m. EST, and we have different projects from different ecosystems for you guys to get to know what is going on around the NFT scenes. So with that being said, have an amazing one. See you on the street and enjoy your Saturday. Thank you so much for coming, guys, and much love.
Thank you. I'm going to give everyone a follow now.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known a politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, though the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Eats tearing apart your community. All these low hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10 stargazing after the siege, commanding all the management to grab a few seats. And then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats. And if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.